want to preach on this topic. Even so, it is well with my soul. Even so, it is well with my soul. You know, the Lord is speaking today with his disciples, and the location is a part of Jerusalem called Mount Olivet, up on the Mount of Olives. And it's a beautiful place. Some of you have been there with me, in fact. We stood on that hillside, that mountaintop, and you look over Jerusalem, and what a view! All of Jerusalem, from north to south and off into the distance, can be seen. And it looks right down onto the ancient Temple Mount. And there Jesus is on the top of Mount Olivet, on the Mount of Olives. And the apostles and the disciples say, "Wow, Rabbi, look at the beautiful building of the temple. Look at its big stones and look at its magnificent beauty." And the Lord, you'd think he'd say, "Yeah, that's the house of God." Put on the school colors and he'd root for it. But he says, "I want to warn you." He says, "You see that temple? There's coming a day, not too far away, when not one stone will be left on another. It will all be thrown down." And so they say, "When, Rabbi, and what will be the signs?" They're struck to the heart. And the Lord goes on to describe some things that did, in fact, unfold in that historical period. And I want to say that there's a chapel there on the Mount of Olives called Dominus Flevit, which means in Latin, "The Lord wept." The Lord doesn't say these things, this gospel that you heard today, in some triumphalistic way. It says that the Lord looked over ancient Jerusalem and he wept. And he said, "If only you had known the day of your visitation, that I'd come to lead you to peace, but you won't listen, and therefore your destruction is at hand." The Lord today describes a lot of events that led up to the destruction of the temple, which happened in 70 AD. Now notice again, that's exactly 40 years after Jesus died on the cross and rose. He died around AD 30, and the temple was destroyed 40 biblical years later by the Roman Empire. And all the things the Lord prophesied did in fact take place. There were many false messiahs who came and said, "I'm the one, follow me." And they wanted to lead a war against the Romans, and take up a cause of, you know, warlike cause and destroy the Roman Empire. Many, many hundreds of false messiahs arose, misled the people. Likewise, terrible times of persecution broke out against the Christians. They had to flee to a town in the Transjordan called Pella and wait out the war that was coming. And sure enough, clouds of war came, and there were wars and rumors of wars, and the Roman Empire began to collect its forces and say, "This rebellion must be put down." And many of these false messiahs took up an army against the, and the Romans then struck up a war, and it lasted 3.5 years. There were naval battles on the Sea of Galilee. It is said that so bloody were those battles that sections of the Sea of Galilee ran red with blood for days. As the battle came to Jerusalem in the year 70, in the spring of that year, they put up a palisade around the city and they waited. They surrounded the city, and inside the city walls, terrible suffering began to ensue. A terrible suffering. People began to turn on each other and kill each other, fighting over the limited food that was available. Thousands of bodies were thrown over the city walls because they couldn't be buried inside the city. And finally, the Romans breached the walls, came onto the Temple Mount, and the temple was destroyed, and not one stone was left on another. The temple was set ablaze, and it was all torn down. And everything the Lord had said, not one stone was left on another. And prior to that war, all the other things the Lord talked about. There were earthquakes. There were problems with famine and then earthquakes. Several earthquakes shook Jerusalem in the year 67, just before the war began. And so violent was one earthquake that it threw open the temple doors, which took 30 men to push open. And yet these doors swung open on their own during the earthquake and could not be closed. Likewise, there were signs in the heavens. A comet came nearby, and a display of the aurora borealis made it all that way south, lit up the night sky. People were amazed at the signs in the heavens. And all these things took place, and the Lord said all of them in this gospel today. It all took place, and the Lord wasn't telling them, oh, one day in the great by and by, thousands of years from now, this temple will be destroyed. He was saying, there are some of you standing here who will not see death until you see this take place. So the Lord is speaking about a passage through a world that is passing away. The Lord says, so many of the things that we think are stable and will be here forever, they will not be. He says, heaven and earth will pass away. The stars will be swept from the sky. The moon and the planets one day gone. And the earth itself a void. But my word shall never pass away. Oh, church, the Lord is saying, get on board, children. Don't root your life in passing things. No matter how glorious, no matter how powerful, no matter how fair, do not root your life in things that are passing. All the stars, the planets, heavens and the earth shall pass away, but my word will never pass away. In the book of Daniel, Daniel saw kingdoms rising and falling. He saw four kingdoms that would rise and fall in the time of the Messiah. And then he looked up and he said, and I saw one like a son of man seated in glory. And his kingdom is an everlasting kingdom that shall not be taken away. Oh, kingdoms of this earth will pass. Empires will rise and fall. Powerful people come and go. Huge nations come and go. But only the Lord's kingdom shall live forever. I don't know about you, church, but I want to be on the glory train. And I want to be in that kingdom that remains forever. And you see, the Lord is saying today, beautiful though the buildings are, beautiful though the things of this earth, fair are the things of this world, do not root your life in these things. They will pass away. Now you come to me, says the Lord, and make a journey with me. He asked us to do several things to be ready and to make this passage. You know, we have a passage to make through this passing world. For now, the Lord has said, your place is here, and I want you to make a journey with me. But remember, this world is not your destination. Where I am leading you, that is your destination. I'm leading you to glory. I'm leading you to heaven. Don't get too fixed on this stuff down here. I don't care how much money you get. I don't care how much power. I don't care how big the building, how big your great room and your house is. I don't care about any of that, says the Lord. That's all going back to the sand that it's made out of. Are you praying with me? It's all going back to the dust from which it emerged. That is not the meaning of your life. But Lord, look at this. Stop, says, come, keep following. Persevere, walk with me. The Lord says, I got to take a hill. It's called Calvary. I got to take that hill, and I want you to come with me. And we're going to go up that hill and suffer and die. But I want you to know something. On the other side of that hill, glory, glory, glory beyond telling. Will you walk with me, says the Lord, through this passing world to a kingdom and a world that will never pass away? Will you have faith enough, or will you get distracted on this or that thing? Who's in charge? Who isn't in charge? How much money do I have? How big is my house? Will you get focused on that? Or will you take this hill with me so we can go on over Mount Calvary into glory? And that's what the Lord is teaching us today. He talks about a number of things to avoid And then he gives the instruction, by your perseverance you will save your soul. The first thing he warns about are false messiahs. False messiahs. He said, many will come in my name and claim, I am he. Do not follow them. Now, church, I'm going to just tell you, there's a lot of false and empty promises, a lot of false messiahs that present themselves to us today. Do not be deceived, says Jesus. Do not be deceived. There's an awful lot of folks that are saying an awful lot of things that are not the mind of God. You and I have got to get focused on God's word and discern every voice in the world and say, does that sound like the voice of my shepherd or not? Do not be deceived. Many will come, and they'll speak false and empty promises. And they'll get you all distracted in the things of this world. And you'll lose your way. So first of all, he says, beware of false, deceptive, misleading messiahs with false and empty promises who tell you that the meaning of your life is membership in their organization, or is wealth, or is power, or is good looks, or any of that stuff. That is not the meaning of our life. Now, other things being equal, we need to make some use of this world. Amen. We need a little bit of income. Come on, church. But don't think that that's the point in life. It is not the point. It is a means to make it through, and that's it. One of your goals in life should be to die with nothing in the bank account. You gave it all away. God doesn't care about your bank account except that you were generous to the poor. So beware of false messiahs. He also reminds us that there will be a fierce militarism. He says that we live in a world that is violent, that is opposed to the kingdom of heaven. Wars and rumors of wars. Conflict. Church, do you live like you're in a battle? You know, soldiers are well armed. Do you have on the breastplate of righteousness? Do you have the sword of the Spirit? Are your feet shod with the gospel of peace? Do you know God's word? You are in a battle. And I'm in a battle. We're in a war for our soul. The devil wants your soul. And pay attention, he wants your children. And he wants your grandchildren. He wants your nieces and nephews. And he's able to snatch a lot of them away today through false messiahs, false and empty promises, popular music, and other things in the movies that mislead and deceive our children. Be on your guard, says the Lord. You are in a war. Tell your children this is what the enemy is up to. Teach them. Do not let them be snatched away in this great and cosmic battle for souls that we are caught up in. Are you praying with me? We got to be more sober. There is opposition to God and to God's truth in this world, and we need to be sober about it. So we've seen fierce, or if you will, false messiahs, fierce militarism, and then family matters. I said family matters. Jesus says it's even possible that your own family members will discourage you, mislead you, upset you, and deeply discourage you. And the Lord says, don't lose heart. These things happen. You stay the course with me. Again, we have to understand that there's going to be struggles, and they're going to even reach into our families. And the Lord says, I want you to persevere with me. I don't want you to become hopelessly distracted. I want you to stay the course with me. Even your own family members may at times turn on you and discourage you. But the Lord says, keep walking. And you never know. They may come to their senses. There was a time in my life when I didn't know the Lord. My mother said, oh boy, and my grandmother started fumbling her beads. They didn't get distracted, they got praying. Come on, church, you see, Well, look at me now. You can't shut me up. I'm always talking about Jesus, right? That's right. There was a time in my life when I memorized every lyric of the band The Who. It was some miserable lyrics, I'm going to tell you. I'm getting sick of this universe. Ain't gonna get better, it's gonna get worse, and the world's gonna sink with the weight of the human race. Really positive message, isn't it, huh? I had it all memorized. Now, the Word of God is being memorized. All right, come on, church. And you know that the songs I quote now are God's songs, amen? Good gospel music hymns, amen? Oh, yes, church. So, look, don't be distracted, though. It's going to happen. Even in our families, there's going to be some time and some upset. The Lord says, I want you to keep praying. I want you to keep walking. I want you to persevere. I want you to keep your eyes on the prize. The final thing the Lord warns about is the fullness of martyrdom. He says, some of you will even be killed for your witness to me. Frankly, I would look for that dignity. But most of us have it, it's that daily martyrdom. It's the death by a thousand cuts martyrdom. The raised eyebrows, the stroked chins, the are you crazy giving your money to the church? Are you crazy helping the poor like that? What? Who do you, you don't really buy into all that stuff. The Lord says to us, there's a kind of a martyrdom that we have to be willing to endure. The scorn of a world that doesn't want to know God and what God teaches. Oh, church, we all know it, and it's getting tougher, isn't it? You know, you're not allowed to pray like that in here. A few of us were over in Eastern Market not too long ago. A guy struck up a conversation, said, you're not allowed to talk about Jesus on this public sidewalk. He went on and on. We just prayed for him. We said, come on, brother, pray with us now. Come on. Amen? But it gets like that today. The Lord just says, look, persevere. Preach, whether in season or out of season, but just stay with me. Persevere. Make the journey. You're going through a world that is passing away. It isn't just about negative things. Everything's going to be lost. It's about other things, too. For example, one of the beautiful Psalms says, I have seen my enemy towering and triumphant. I passed by again. He was nowhere to be found. I looked for him. He could not be seen. You see, even terrible, painful realities, trouble don't last always. You stay with me on this journey, says the Lord. Do not lose heart. Do not be discouraged. Make this journey with me. And so that's what the Lord finally says today. I want you to know something. All the things of this world are passing away. The meaning of your life is not here. The meaning of your life is to make this journey with me over Mount Calvary and into glory. That is the meaning of your life. Now, you persevere with this. So at the end of the thing of this gospel, telling us about the end of all things, about the passing away of all things, the Lord simply says this, and here comes the advice. This is the money quote. By your perseverance, you will save your soul. By your perseverance, you will save your soul. I have it on the best of authority that Jesus broke into an old spiritual. He started singing, hold on just a little while longer. Everything's gonna be all right. I know. They'll do it better. Hold on. Just a little while longer. Everything is going to be all right. And if you stay with Jesus, we have to go through a world that is passing away. There will be crosses. There will be losses. There will be defeats. There will be difficulties. But through it all, Jesus said, don't you get too focused on the defeat, because guess what? After 3 days, I'll rise. One day someone threatened him. They said, Herod is after you. He says, go tell that fox. That's what Jesus said. They said, Herod's trying to kill you. And Jesus said, go tell that fox. Today I drive out demons and I heal, and tomorrow the same. And the third day, I accomplish my purpose. The third day, I accomplish my purpose. You look at world history. Empires have come and gone. Nations have risen and fallen. Heresies have risen and fallen, all in the age of Jesus' church. They're all gone, and we're still here. I say, where is Caesar today? You know what? The Pope looks out the window where Caesar used to look out. Caesar's gone, but Christ's vicar is still here. Where's Napoleon? He was going to destroy God's church. Where is he today? He's gone. We're still here. You get the message? Where is the Soviet Socialist Republic and atheistic communism today? They're gone. We're still here. Are you praying with me, church? You stay with the winning team. By your perseverance, you will save your soul. I've just got one more thing I want to say. I'm going to quote from an old hymn. It's a beautiful old hymn. One of my favorite old hymns. And it serves as the title of today's message. When peace like a river attendeth my soul, or sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul, it is well. Another line goes on to say, though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and has shed his own blood for my soul. And the final verse just says this, and Lord, haste the day when faith shall be sight, and the clouds be rolled back like a scroll. The trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well. Whatever you're going through right now, you stay with the Lord. It will be all right. Just say, it's well with my soul. All is well. Not because of me or anything in this world. All is well. Because Jesus is in control. He says, by your perseverance, you will save your soul. Be encouraged, my brothers, my sisters. Be encouraged. The world is passing away. Heaven and earth will pass away. But my word and my kingdom, says the Lord, will never pass away. Journey there, and I tell you this, it will be all right. Amen.